USA Radio News.
As Hurricane Florence creeps closer to the U.S. East Coast, forecasters say it's a disaster at the doorstep. The director of the National Weather Service, Louis Uccellini, says there's a trio of concerns for the Carolinas.
We have the surge associated with this storm as it moves towards the coast, especially. Very heavy rains, as you saw. We're now predicting over 40 inches of rain to occur in parts of southeast North Carolina. And, of course, the winds. You put them all together and you have some devastating impact that's going to affect a large number of people for a long period of time.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam opened two state-managed shelters in the coastal areas.
We expect tropical storm conditions such as high winds, tidal storm surge, and severe rainfall across the entire state.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
President Trump has signed an executive order aimed at discouraging foreign interference in U.S. elections by authorizing sanctions against any offending nation. National Security Advisor John Bolton.
Anybody that we think is engaged in something that interferes with the elections or is complicit with it could find their assets blocked.
U.S. intelligence suggests several nations could attempt to influence U.S. elections, including Russia, China, and North Korea. McDonald's employees in 10 states are planning a one-day walkout next week to prod the company into doing something on the topic of job sexual harassment. Labor lawyer Mary Joyce Carlson has worked with some of the women who filed EEOC complaints.
Unwelcome sexual advances, texting lewd messages, propositioning, grabbing, sexual innuendo, the whole gambit.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Food and Drug Administration has announced it's taking a long, hard look at electronic cigarettes. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes from Washington.
The FDA chief says the use of nicotine-infused e-cigs has become an epidemic among American teenagers, and Dr. Scott Gottlieb says in a statement it's a clear and present danger to their health. He says there will be an unprecedented crackdown on retail and online sales of e-cigs to minors. Gottlieb also warning the FDA may limit the sale of some flavored products that are especially popular with kids. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The White House reports the American economy is humming along with strong job creation, increasing wages, rapid business growth, soaring consumer confidence, and increasing manufacturing activity. With more, here's John Clemens.
That was the assessment from Kevin Hassett, the chairman of the Council of Economic Advisers, who says the increases in wages will outpace the inflation rate that is now right under 3%.
The best defense against increase in inflation is an increase in wages. And the CEA put out a report this week that documented that correctly measured real after-tax wages are growing about 1.4% this year. So that means that the wage growth that President Trump has helped create with his policies is overpowering the inflation numbers right now.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.